Garrity, and he's going for the hill.
Garrity fell down.
Go!
Garrity is going.
He's going for
get
the
up the fence.
Oh, he's going.
You got to love college football.
Did I mention it is also unedited and commercial-free?
He is going to put his team shorthanded.
As smart as your mom was when she decided not to take birth control.
Well, there you have it.
All the information about our sports department can be found on our website, citr.ca.
You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down, and I'm your host. My name is Marielle. That was a little PSA for our sports programming here at CITR. I'm not too updated with my sports knowledge, but I do know that they are in the middle of preempting other shows to play sports games, stuff like that. Yeah. There are more details on our website at citr.ca if that interests you. Before that PSA, you did hear Tsunami Bomb, who I'm also playing in the background right now off of their album The Ultimate Escape. The song that I played was Say It If You Mean It. And I do post playlists online when I can at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And I couldn't, unfortunately, last week because the computer was down, and so I didn't get to record my playlist during my show on the computer. So, but apparently I can still kind of podcast it, which I'll try to do today. And so if you, I don't know, if you have like a running collection or something of my show, you might be able, you might not be missing that one episode, which you initially thought you may have been missing. And so I'll try to work on that this week or later today. Is something if I feel motivated enough to do so. But as a result, because I didn't have a digital or physical record of what I was playing last week, I don't remember what I played last week. I have a terrible, terrible memory, and I can't recall what I played last week. So if I end up playing a lot of the same bands this week, it's not because I feel uninspired. It's because I really don't remember what I played last week. And on top of that, last Friday, CITR hosted Nardwar's 20th anniversary show deal thing here at UBC in the ballroom, which I talked about a lot, which if you've listened to my show before, you know full well, like, you know all about it. So we had that last Friday, and I ended up DJing for a bit at, or just, like, playing music at the Beer Garden for a while, and so I might be getting, like, playlists mixed up. It might feel like I played it last week, but it could have just been that I played it at the Beer Garden and not during my show. So, it'll be an interesting show today, if not a repeat of last week. Last Friday's Evaporators, Transmitters, Pack, and Kid Cordine, Nardwar's 20th anniversary show was such an amazing time. I had so much fun. I was here in the afternoon to set up, and I was here until the bitter end, clean up, and it was so fun. I had such a good time, and I hope that some of you guys managed to make it out to UBC that Friday, because it was a jolly good time had by all, I'd have to say. All the bands were awesome. We didn't have any, like, idiotic drunk people, which may or may not have been a good thing. I don't know. Your interpretation, I suppose. But we had a good time. There was a beer garden for people that were of age, but at the same time, we had a lot of, like, younger kids just come to the show and not go to the beer garden. It was a really, really good time, and we had a really good turnout. So if you missed out, you know, don't know if we're ever going to do it again. Might be your loss, guys. I don't know. I warned you about it. Told you about the show. If you didn't show up, it's your own doing. What else do I have to say for you? Oh, and to the people that are waiting for t-shirts and CDs in the mail because they donated to the fund drive through my show, just about done. Almost done. More than 50%, but not at 90, if that's any indication. And I'm probably going to give some of you guys a call because I've lost your addresses. Not really lost. Just I moved. I packed up all my stuff at the end of the month, and I moved beginning of this month, and so stuff are still in boxes, but because I want to get these shirts and CDs mailed out to you guys, I might be giving some of you guys a call to get your address again. stuff. You know how it works. If you wanted to give me a call here in the studio, you can do so at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. You can place a request or something. Hi, Luke. Okay, I'm going to get to some music now because it looks like Luke needs the computer. But, yes, place a request. You can give me a chat. I might have some tickets to give away later, so stay tuned. Be talking about that in just a bit. How about we go to some Black Lips? I don't remember if I played them last week or if I played them at the Beer Garden or maybe both. But let's just go for it anyways. This is the Black Lips on We All Fall Down.
Give your middle finger to the fucking What is that? I know what that is. That's music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. You just heard the Riff Randalls. The Riff Randalls off of their newest album, Double Cross. That song was called All I Know. And the Riff Randalls are playing a show. Maybe Friday. I don't remember when the date is, but I'll tell you in about half an hour when I do show listings, because I have a nice little list written out in my little red notebook, which is a bit out of reach right now, so I can't look it up. But they're playing the Scratch Records. Is it 20 years? They've been around for a while. I think it's like 20 years, something like that. They're playing one of the Scratch Records anniversary shows, and they're actually, Scratch is putting on a couple shows to celebrate this anniversary. And I think the main event is the one with the Riff Randalls featuring Pink Mountaintops, Destroyer, and a whole bunch of other bands at Richards, I believe, this Friday. But I'll confirm that in about 20 minutes or so. Before the Riff Randalls, I played the Randalls off of... Sorry, the Vandals. Too many V-A-L-L-E, whatever. There is... Oh, lost it. Way to go. Way to go, short-term memory. Anyways, I played the Vandals off of their self-titled EP. That song is called Swell to Heaven. And before that, I started off with the Black Lips off of their newest album, Good, Bad, Not Evil. That song was called I Saw a Ghost. And I didn't go to the show, but apparently it was a good time. Apparently it was an amazing show. I wouldn't have known. Goddamn. Yes. You can check out my playlist online at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. If you wanted to know what I played this week, you can also give me a call here in the studio. If perhaps I don't play the band that you want to hear, you can always request it. And if I can find it in the library, I will be more than happy to play it for you. Give me a call here in the studio at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. What do we have coming up next for you? Oh, yes, I know what we have coming up next. You don't. I'm going to play a band called The Isotopes. They're a band from Vancouver, East Van, if you really need to know. Composed of guys from The Jolts and The Spinoffs. And the reason I'm playing them is because I heard that they are playing a show. And I heard about The Isotopes quite a while ago, a long time ago. But I had never really seen show listings for them or seen them play any shows. But I believe this is their first show. They're playing in January. It seems like a bit of a ways away to be hyping this show, but I'm fairly excited about the show. January 19th at the Railway Club, the Isotopes are playing their first show, and they'll be playing with the Spinoffs, who I haven't seen in a very long time, and I believe with the All-Star Assassins, who are not from Vancouver, but somewhere close, somewhere in like the interior of BC or something like that. The All-Star Assassins will be playing as well. And that's all going down at the Railway Club, middle of January. I'll probably remind you about that show in about a month or so. About a month, kids. But if you're interested in shows in the nearer future, tonight at the Bourbon, of all places, you can check out the China Creeps, and they will be playing with the Vicious Cycles. This is, I believe, the Bourbon's first kind of quote-unquote punk show. The Bourbon's never really struck me as a place to hold this kind of show, but, you know, who knows? It could be really awesome. I'm going to check it out tonight, maybe. Hopefully I'll see you guys there. When I say you, I really don't know who I'm talking to, but I really just mean I hope to see people out. And maybe if you recognize me, you'll say hi, because apparently I've had people recognize me on the street for doing my radio show, which is kind of cool, kind of weird. But, yes, tonight at the Bourbon, China Creeps and the Vicious Cycles are opening. But let's get to some Isotopes now to get ready for that show coming up in the middle of January. Yes, yes, this is the Isotopes on CITR. I don't care what the other guys are saying.
Welcome to the new dark ages.
Roll it with the punches, there's no doubt. of the past. These horizons are endless. We're Americans abroad. We're Americans abroad. Profit-driven expansion into foreign markets. And while I hope I'm not like them, I'm not so sure. And while I hope I'm not like them, I'm not so sure. This is the best summer that I've ever had. European vacation, me and my best friends. One man chance abroad, one man chance abroad. Whatever there is to be said, say it in English. What if I'm not like them? I'm not so sure. So what if I'm not like them? I'm not so sure. Here we are, rock band, looking for new audiences. Wherever we go, choked up, told us already been. We're Americans abroad, we're Americans abroad. And I just can't help but think that that's the best son. What if I'm not like them? Not so sure. So what if I'm not like them? I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure.
Hey.
You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. You just heard The Poly Six. That was for Victoria. Their album, Poly Six or Die, song was a cover of My Sharona. Suppose if Victoria's name was Sharona, it would have been more appropriate. I guess I could also send that song out to my friend Sharona. My coworker, my friend Sharona. We all call her Big Bona Sharona. Apparently she gives the guys the... Yeah, sure, you get the vernacular. Anyways, before The Poly Six, I played Against Me off of their live album, Americans Abroad. That song was the title track, Americans Abroad. It was live. Shit, it was a live album. Before that, Ghost House, a local band, off of These Are Ghost House. The song was called Traditional, I believe, maybe. It was either Traditional or Sitting Ducks. I can't figure out, like, the track order, the titles are just kind of randomly put back of the CD, but it's one of those two. And before Ghost House, you heard Gallows off of their album Orchestra of Wolves. That song was called Rolling with the Punches. Before that, Turbo Negro off of their latest album Retalks. That song was a request for the song Hot and Filthy. Bad Religion before that off of their latest New Maps of Hell. That song was called The New Dark Ages. And I started off that set, I believe, with Bad Religion. Did I start off with Bad? I played the Isotopes before that. Around the Horn was a 7-inch, and I played the title track. And I played that because the Isotopes are playing their first show in January. So I'll probably bring that up again sometime in the future. But other shows, maybe some shows that are closer to the present than that show. Tonight, you can check out... The China Creeps. China Creeps and the Vicious Cycles are opening for them. They'll be playing at the Bourbon tonight. Tomorrow night, him and Bleeding Through are playing an all-ages show at the Croatian Cultural Center. Then the next night, Saturday, is the Scratch Records anniversary show. There's another one. There's another one happening Friday, I believe, at Pat's Pub with the Transmitters and Thor, another band, stuff like that. But there's one on Saturday. Hi, Robin. There's one on Saturday, November 10th. Featuring Destroyer, Vote Robot, Pink Mountain Tops, Riff Randalls, Dustin Cole, and many other bands. That is happening at Richards on Richards. Puffy AmiYumi coming to Vancouver. They're playing at Richards November 11th. And then the following weekend, we have the Festival of Guns shows, plural, that is happening. I believe it starts Friday and goes to Monday, or starts... It's like a four-day thing, or starts Thursday and then goes to Sunday. Some of the other... I don't know. But there are a lot of bands playing, a lot of different venues. Check out the internet for details. I can't give you the whole listing, but some bands include Ninja Spy, Fake Shark, Real Zombie, Vicious Cycles, so many more. It's gonna be a good time, guys. And then These Arms Are Snakes are playing with Isis at Richards on Richards November 15th. Then the next night, Guar and Horse the Band are playing at the Commodore Ballroom. That's November 16th, but apparently it's sold out already. I don't know. There might be tickets still kicking around somewhere, but it would probably take some effort to find. Chimera are coming. They're playing with Cataclysm and Terror at the Croatian Cultural Center November 26th, an all-ages show. The Parallels are also playing a show. The Parallels are playing at Pub 340 November 30th. So the end of this month, I believe. Alexis on Fire is coming to play a show. They're playing with Anti-Flag, Saosin? I don't know how to say that. And The Bled at the Peony Forum. And I didn't write the date down. 30 days has September, April, June, and November. So it's probably the last day of November. It's probably November 30th or December 1st or something like that. Go It Alone are playing an all-ages hardcore show, of course, at Sealand Hall, December 1st. What else is going on? Shonen Knife is coming to Vancouver. Shonen Knife playing show. Richards on Richards, December 13th. And then the next night, we have Amon Amarth playing with Himsa and Not Decapitated. Decapitated were originally on the bill, but Bryce tells me that they are no longer playing that show. That's happening December 14th at the Croatian Cultural Center. And I do have tickets to give away for that, and I think I'll save that for next week. Save the best for last, kids. What else is going on? Bison is playing another show. They're playing with Carpenter, and I can't read my writing. That looks like Owl Drugs, but I don't know if that's right. Anyways, Bison's playing December 15th at Pub 340. Sonata Arctica are coming to Vancouver. They're playing at the Plaza Club February 13th. That's just a bit too far down the road for me right now, so I'm going to stop there. Let's come to a screeching halt right there, guys. I'm playing The Sword in the background right now off of their album Age of Winters. I started off with Freya, and the song right now is called Winter's Wolves. And I started off with Freya because Freya, that song, is featured on the video game Guitar Hero 2. And Guitar Hero 3 recently came out, not this past Sunday, but I believe the Sunday before, maybe? It came out like a week or two ago, and I've been trying to hunt it down. I've never owned Guitar Hero, but I've played it many times, and even won a Guitar Hero tournament, which was really something. But it came out a couple weeks ago for the Wii, which I'm currently looking for. Came out for Xbox 360 and also PlayStation, so perhaps you've picked it up and perhaps you are enjoying it. I am not. I'm currently looking for it. So I've just kind of been in a must-get Guitar Hero mood, and so I've been listening to Sword a lot, and now you are as well, my friends. If you wanted to check out my playlist online, see what I play today, check out the sweet tracks that I spin every week, you can do so at wealfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And you can also give me a call here in the studio at 604-822-2487. Place a request. That's 822-CITR. And you can even download my show later on in the evening at citr.ca, because we podcast most of the shows on CITR for your listening pleasure. Just have about 10 minutes left on my show. Coming up at 2 o'clock, we have Robin with the Inkstead Show. Show all about the wonderful world of comic books. And then at 3, we have Brandon coming in to do crimes and treasons. So stay tuned to CITR, because we have lots of awesome shows, not just on Thursdays, but every day of the week. Almost 24/7. Pretty much 24/7. What should we get to now? How about, since the Vicious Cycles are playing tonight, I don't have any Vicious Cycles on me. I don't even know if they have any music posted on the internet, i.e. their MySpace page. But how about I play, their lead singer Billy was in Raised by Wolves, so how about I play some Raised by Wolves for you? Does that sound okay? I sure do hope so. We'll play some Raised by Wolves, and then we'll see where it takes us from there.
with this cloud, I can break it. The world can't change how I feel, because I know it's a lie. My heart is real.
Sure, I bet they will. No, they wouldn't be surprised. No, they'd be like, Robin doesn't do anything anyways.
I don't. I sit at home and watch movies and comics.
Of course you do. Robin is coming up right now with the Inkstead Show. Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for everyone that tuned in and called in this week. Check out my playlist online. We all fall down. CITR.blogspot.com. And I'll be back next week, guys. I'll leave you off with a little promo for maybe Radio Zero. Let's do that. Stay tuned to the Inkstead Show. And then at 3, we have Brendan coming in for Crimes and Treasons, CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host, DJ, brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
CITR 101.9 on the FM dial, yo. What? I think I just scared Muriel with my dancing.
Show sucks.